the Harvest Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong, and as always, we want to leave a nightlight on for you. That nightlight is out of Galatians 6 and verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I have been a pastor for my entire adult life. I've shepherded people, walked with them through the various crises of life, and one of the things that I've learned is called the law of unintended consequences. We all make choices, and then sometimes we want to escape the consequences of those choices, and that's just simply not possible. Now, God does forgive sin. There's no doubt about that. Washes it away, cleans it forever. But that does not mean there will not be consequences in the here and now based on those choices that we made. Let me read through this and I think you'll understand it better. The law of unintended consequences is a powerful principle that applies to every aspect of our lives, including our spiritual journey. As believers, we're saved by God's grace and forgiven of every sin through the sacrifice of Jesus. However, this does not exempt us from the consequences of our choices, particularly those that are sinful. The Bible teaches that we will reap what we sow. If a farmer plants corn, he can't expect to grow watermelons. We cannot expect to reap a harvest of blessing and peace if we've been sowing sin. That harvest is going to come. It's going to come later than we want. It's going to come more than we want. So whatever we plant, we're going to get more of it, and we're going to get it later. It won't be right now. So sometimes we think we got away with something. We don't get away with nothing. This principle is not meant to discourage us, rather to encourage us to walk circumspectly, carefully considering our choices and the potential consequences. We've got to strive to avoid sinful decisions that can lead to a horrible harvest of pain, regret, and brokenness. Instead, let's sow seeds of righteousness, love, and obedience to God's word. In doing so, we can trust that God will bless us with a bountiful harvest of joy, peace, and purpose. As we navigate life's challenges and temptations, may we always remember that our choices matter, and that God's grace empowers us to live a life that honors Him. In conclusion, while we are saved by grace, we must not ignore the law of unintended consequences. Let us walk wisely, sowing seeds that will yield a harvest of blessing, and trusting in God's love and guidance every step of the way. Mighty Father God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for these dear ones under the sound of my voice. I pray that you'd be with them. Lord, be with them, especially if right now maybe they're walking through a harvest season over some bad choice. Help them to be encouraged to know that this is a moment of spiritual chastisement where you're working to redirect us. I thank you, God, that in my life you have brought those times to me where you've turned me away from some wicked, bad choice that I was making to set me on that straight and narrow path again. Help us, God, to bask in your love and forgiveness, but also to remember to walk circumspectly in our day-to-day lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great day.